I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the book Praying with Open Hands by Henry Nouwen. If you are to have a future, it will be a future together with others. A prayer of hope is a prayer that disarms you and extends you far beyond the limits of your own longings. Therefore, there can be no talk of prayer so long as praying is thought of as an activity which excludes our neighbor. Anyone who says, "I love God," and hates his brother or sister is a liar. It's from the first book of John, chapter 4, verse 20. Praying can never be antisocial or asocial. Whenever we pray and leave out our neighbors, our prayer is not real prayer. True prayer, by its nature, is socially significant. And so, compassion removed all pretensions, just as it removes false modesty. It invites you to understand everything and everyone, to see yourself and others in the light of God, and to joyfully tell everyone you meet that there's no reason to fear. The land is free to be cultivated and to yield a rich harvest. It is not so simple, however. Risks are involved, for compassion means to build a bridge to others without knowing whether they want to be reached. Your brother or sister or siblings might be so embittered that he or she doesn't expect anything from you. Then your compassion stirs up enmity, and it is difficult not to become sour yourself and say, "You see what I told you? It doesn't work anyhow." And yet, compassion is possible when it is rooted in prayer. For in prayer, you do not depend upon your own strength or on the goodwill of another, but only upon your trust in God. That's why prayer makes you free to live a compassionate life, even when it does not evoke a grateful response or bring immediate rewards. Our scripture reading is taken from the letter of James, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, from the NRSV translation. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
So today is Palm Sunday, Linggo ng Palaspas. And tomorrow is the beginning of Holy Week. Marami sa ating mga traditional na mga religious practices, ang hindi na naman natin magagawa for this year, tulad last year, dahil nandito pa rin tayo sa pandemic. May pandemic pa rin. At parang tila ba repeat performance ang nangyayari ngayon, para bang nasa March and April of 2020 tayo, kasi tumataas na naman, napakataas na naman ng number ng COVID cases. At critical na naman na puno ng mga ospital. Kaya sa ating pag-uumpisa ng Holy Week, sana ipagdasal natin, ipanalangin natin ang mga nasa ospital ngayon na na-infect ng COVID, lalo-lalo na yung mga nasa ICU at ang mga pamilya nila. Pagdasal din natin ang mga medical frontliners at iba pang mga hospital staff. Ipamalas natin ang ating pananampalataya sa pagsunod, sa pamamagitan ng pagsunod natin sa health protocols ng ating gobyerno, para siguraduhin ligtas ang ating mga sarili at ang ating kapwa. Sabi nga nila, let us be part of the solution while we remain vocal and critical against government incompetence. Let us pray. Though I am a sinner, You have called me, Lord, into your service. Do not withhold your love and blessing on account of my sins, but rather through Christ Jesus grant me your forgiveness and renew in me the anointing of your Holy Spirit. May the meditations of my heart receive your wisdom and truth. May the words that proceed from them and out of my lips of clay bring forth seeds of the Spirit. May those seeds be planted upon the hearts of those who will receive them. May those seeds take root and grow in their lives and in their prayers and produce countless fruits of love and service. This is my prayer, and may such prayers lead all of us to action. In the name of all that is loving and holy, in Christ Jesus, who taught us how to pray and showed us how to love. Amen. So today we end our preaching series on prayer from the book of Henry Nouwen with Open Hands. And we end with Henry Nouwen's reminder that prayer requires action. And Christian action must be grounded on faith. Faith through prayer. Ora et labora. Prayer and work. We cannot separate. We cannot separate the two. Si Jesus na ating sinusundan ay nanalangin at kumilos, nagdasal at nagmahal, yumukod at naglingkod. Perhaps it is precisely because of his Jewish faith and prayer life that Jesus was always compelled. He was compelled to go out and encounter people, not only to teach and preach, but also to feed, to heal, to touch, to travel, to welcome, and to eat with others. His Jewish faith caused him to be outraged on what was happening in the temple and rioted there, turning tables, chasing away merchants and money changers who most likely were owned by the temple elite and the Roman authorities. It is precisely his Jewish faith and prayer life that caused him to be arrested and gave him the strength and courage to give his life for others. Henry Nouwen tells us, and I quote, "If you are to have a future, it will be a future together with others." Which means that inasmuch as faith and prayer requires moments of silence and solitude, it calls us to be with each other and to be for one another. Yes, from time to time, like Jesus, we need a me time. Kailangan naman natin yan. From time to time, we need a me time to rest and pray by ourselves. But like Jesus, we are also not to remain in the wilderness or on mountaintops. We are not to close ourselves in our rooms and church buildings, because a true encounter with God, a true encounter with God, always demands us to live with others and even to go to places that we do not want to go. Praying can never be antisocial or asocial, says Henry Nouwen. And this is not a new concept or wisdom. This is present in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Paul wrote to the churches, to the communities of faith, not to individuals. Well, a few individuals, but most of his letters were for communities. So mali at hindi totoo ang sinasabi ng ibang simbahan or ibang tao na ang simbahan or ang individual Christian ay hindi dapat politically or socially involved. It is Christian duty to protest injustice. And it is Christian duty to be in solidarity with those who are suffering, marginalized, and discriminated, those who are exploited. The two pillars on which MCC was founded and expanded were primarily because of, number one, Christian faith, and second is activism. Activism in the LGBT community and for the LGBT community. Reverend Troy Perry prayed and preached on Sundays, but he marched, he protested, he organized and fundraised the rest of the week to fight for the rights and dignity of our community and of others. Hindi pwedeng simba-samba at tights lang. Hindi pwedeng praise the Lord lang, alleluia, alleluia. Hindi pwede yun. Hindi pwedeng puro ganun lang. Wala yan sa Bible. Henry Nouwen further adds, whenever we pray and leave out our neighbors, our prayer is not real. True prayer is by its nature socially significant. True prayer by its nature is socially significant. At the same time, kung sinasabi mong Christian ka, a progressive Christian, hindi rin pwedeng puro ra-ra-ra, sis-bumba, makibeki, wag masyokot. Hindi pwede. If you are an out and proud, progressive, queer Christian, dapat yung word na progressive at yung word na Christian ay pareho hinuhubo at nililinang ang iyong buhay at pakikibaka. Faith through prayer must guide and ground our activism and our advocacy. And in turn, likewise, our advocacy and activism must grow and inform our spirituality. Alam niyo na yung unang formula. Alam niyo na yung unang spiritual Christian formula, which is love others, love of self, love of others plus love of self is love of God, equals love of God. The second Christian formula is this. Ito yung second naman na Christian formula. Faith through prayer plus love of others. At yung love of others ay ano, open parenthesis, service plus community life plus advocacy plus activism, close parenthesis. And love of others is the totality, the summation. The totality of service plus community life plus advocacy plus activism equals the love of God. Continuous na katanungan. Palaging tinatanong at palaging issue na yan, yung socio-political involvement ng church. Kamakailan nga isang batang pari na nagti-TikTok, sikat sa TikTok. Ang lalo pang sumikat dahil siya ay nakatanggap ng pangbabash. Sabi sa kanya, huwag na siyang makilab sa politika. Sa politika ng bayan, pari lang naman siya at para lang siya sa misa. Father, pang misa ka lang. Huwag ka nang makilab sa politika ng bayan. Sa MCC, paminsan-minsan na itatanong din yan. Yung issue na yan. Even during the time of Pastor Kakay. May mga naglakas loob na nagtanong, Pastor, bakit kailangan pang makisaw-saw ng MCC sa ibang social and political issues? Bakit kailangan pa natin pumunta sa mga lumad at makinig sa kanila? Wala naman tayong magagawa para ma-solve ang kanilang mga problema. So what for? Para saan pa? Focus na lang tayo. Let us just focus sa worship and sa prayer. Let us just focus sa LGBT rights or LGBT advocacy. Pastor, mag-charity work na lang tayo. No, magbigay na lang tayo ng ayuda. So, maayos naman na ipaliwanag yan ni Pastor Kakay yung panahon niya. Ako, during this time, in my time, nagtatry din akong ipaliwanag yan ng maayos. At ito nga sa aking time, I tried to tone it down. I tried my best to not really remove social concern, social political concern, but to tone it down on the church level. And also, pinakinggan ko rin yung panawagan na mag-charity work tayo. Kasi, naniniwala rin naman ako na kailangan din naman gawin ng simbahan ang charity work. Yung magpakain, magbigay, at nagawa natin yan last year. Meron pa rin mga hindi natuwa. Hindi natuwa sa kasagutan namin ni Pastor Kakay. In both instances, sa term ni Pastor Kakay at sa time ko na rin, may mga hindi nagustuhan ang aming kasagutan. Masyado daw socio-political, masyado daw aktivista ang flavor natin. This is perhaps one of the reasons, out of many other reasons, why they chose to leave and distance themselves from their church community. But even when it was toned down, they still chose to leave and no longer engage with their church community. Yes, you heard it right. Their church community. Despite their disagreement sa MCC or their decision to leave, Open Table MCC remains to be their church. This will always be your church and you will always be welcome here. Ngayon, on the other side naman, meron din naman sa MCC yung naging super progressive, super critical, super rah-rah-rah. Diba? So progressive that they have often asked me, tinatanong din ako at kinakausap, if totoo pa ba ang Diyos? At may silbi pa ba ang mga religious practices? Pastor, naniniwala pa naman ako sa Diyos. Pero, parang hindi na masyadong relevant, sa akin si God. Pero parang hindi na, parang wala nang bearing sa akin ang mga rituals, prayers, worship songs, or maski ang Bible, parang irrelevant na sa akin. To which ang knee-jerk reaction ko naman ay, bakit ka pa member ng MCC? Bakit ka pa nalirito? MCC ay isang simbahan pa din. Our last name is Church. Metropolitan Community Church. Perhaps you need to seriously reflect on that. And one of the tools that we need to rebuild and renew our faith is through prayer practices combined with our commitment to serve. Henry Nouwen tells us that prayer, and I quote, that prayer invites you to understand everything and everyone, to see yourself and others in the light of God, especially in times of great tragedies and difficulties like now. We need prayer to guide and ground us in the many difficulties and struggles of this life and of this pandemic. This is the reason why I thought, bakit naisip ko, that for this year our theme is on prayer, and why specifically Lent, our Lenten preaching series is on prayer. Sa mga panahon tulad ngayon, na ang dami-daming nangyayaring mga kaguluhan, ang dami-daming nangyayaring hindi maganda, kailangan natin ng pananampalataya at panalangin para panghugutan natin ng lakas at ng gabay. At kahit walang pandemic, or even before the pandemic, and I realized and became aware that things have been difficult, depressive, at exhausting, even more so, because we do not take, or I do not take, many of us do not take the time for intentional silence, prayer, and reflection. If we merely rely solely on our intellectual skills in our advocacy and ministry, it becomes tiring. We are unaware that the capitalist idea of overproducing and profit hijacks our spiritual life. The capitalist voice tells us that moments of prayer and silence are useless and pointless. Wala namang silbi ang pagdarasal. Sayang lang ang 50 to 30 minutes or an hour of prayer time. Magdadasal ka pa. Eh, ikaw din naman ang kikilos. Ikaw din naman ang gagawa. Perhaps it is better spent in writing a sermon or editing a video or doing other productive things that are measurable. Henry Nouwen reminds me and all of us, compassion is possible when it is rooted in prayer. For it is in prayer, for in prayer, you do not depend upon your own strength or the goodwill of another, but only upon your trust in God. That's why prayer makes you free to live a compassionate life. End of quote. We can only continue to do what we do as progressive Christians and as Open Table MCC if we reclaim and rediscover prayer as a way of life and life as a living prayer. We can only sustain and continue to be in community, pakikipamuhay sa isa't isa, if we reintegrate true and serious prayer in our individual lives and as a group. Prayer is not an answer to everything. Prayer is not a magic pill that solves and heals everything that ails us. And I have often said that too much prayer does not help. Prayer will not make us successful or perfect overnight. I do not think perfection or success are the purposes or goals of prayer. Prayer is like a bed when we need to rest and sleep. It is like a series of lampposts that guides our way one street at a time. It is like a warm bath that relaxes our tired muscles, or a cold shower that freshens us up in the morning. It is like a cup of coffee or tea in the morning or afternoon that helps us to start our day or helps us to get going. However, life is not all about sleeping or shutting ourselves in the room indefinitely. We need to eventually get up, get out, and live. We cannot stop the journey and stay just in the light of one lamppost. We need to start walking towards the next lamppost, and then towards the next, and then the next, and continue on the journey. At some point, we need to get out of the warm bath or finish our cold shower and get dressed. Definitely, we cannot drown ourselves with coffee or tea. Otherwise, we will have hyperacidity and perhaps a heart problem if that gets worse. This is the problem. And the problem has been known even during the time of the apostles. The problem when faith, prayer, and spiritual practices become an end in themselves. When faith becomes nothing more than just theological discourse and intellectual masturbation. Intellectual masturbation. Detached from the life that is lived with others. When spiritual practices become an addiction to spiritual highs and emotionalism, but does not transform us, does not transform our lives to love and to serve. When prayer and worship becomes empty words and shallow aesthetics that no longer speaks the gospel. The letter of James tells us that faith without action is dead. Echoing the words of the prophets, worship without justice is an abomination. The Apostle Paul tells us that our faith must be manifested through love. What is the use of speaking in tongues or a faith that can move mountains if it is not manifested through love? If it is without love. And last week we are told by the first letter of John that we can only love God if we love our sisters and brothers. James further tells us, if a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good in that? Anong silbi ng pananalangin mo para sa iyong kapwang nagugutom kung hindi ka rin naman magbibigay at magpapakain? Isa sa hindi ko malilimutang turo ng isang professor namin, si Dr. Anna Skagersten, a Swedish professor of liturgical theology and music. May isa sa tinuro sa'yo, but before that, Professor Skagersten was a professor in UTS, Union Theological Seminary, for more than 10 years. Siya rin ay, pero hindi lang siya professor, siya rin ay nagpunta sa maraming mga communities at mga sectors para makipangbuhay at makilala sila, tumulong sa kanila. And in her last year before she went back to Sweden, she was making her rounds, visiting and helping mga political prisoners in Southern Tagalog. So isa siya sa mga masasabi kong woman of deep faith. A woman whose prayer and faith is expressed in her life and in her work. So ito, isa sa mga naituro niya sa amin, sa batch namin, sabi niya, I'm adamant in saying to someone, I will pray for you. Iniiwasan niyang magsabing, I will pray for you. Because I cannot simply say, I will pray for you and do nothing about it. Yung sabi ni Dr. Anna. Now, that is not saying that you are trying to become God or replace God. That is not what she's saying. She's also not saying that you will be the only one who will answer the prayer of the other person or the community. And we also acknowledge that there are situations and conditions where the only thing that I can do or you can do as an individual is really to pray. What she is saying, what Dr. Anna is saying, to pray for someone or to pray for others requires more than just saying words. Prayer is also a commitment to act. To pray for others is to be involved in their struggle and hopefully and eventually to also be part of their joy and their celebration. Prayer is not just a commitment to God. Prayer is a commitment to others. True faith, ang tunay na pananampalataya, is embodied. It is embodied. Nagkakatawan. by both prayer and action. Rituals and prayer practices together with charity and solidarity. Faith and prayer cannot be privatized. We cannot say that we are Christian when we just keep to ourselves in prayer and worship, but are deaf beneath to the injustices and sufferings around us. Nor can we say we are followers of Jesus if everything we do is not guided and grounded in our faith through prayer. I end this preaching today and this preaching series through the words of John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church, and also again the words of Henry Nouwen. John Wesley says, "The gospel of Christ has no religion but social, and no holiness but social holiness." And Henry Nouwen proclaims and reminds us, compassion is possible when it is rooted in prayer. Amen.